Hello everyone! Today is the 23rd of May 2019. We are the second P class and we are at Galileo Galilei High School in Rome. We are going to talk about European citizenship here on our Erasmus Plus web radio program. I'm Marco Ye and I'm here with Galen Adam. Hi Galen, welcome to the program.
Hi Marco, I'm happy to be here.
So, what do you think European citizenship means?
We think that European citizenship means having equal rights, liberty and equality law for all.
Do you know how many countries make up the European Union?
The European Union consists of 28 countries since 2013.
And where is the capital of the European Union?
The capital of the European Union is Brussels, and it's the capital of Belgium. It hosts the European Parliament, the European Council, and the European Commission.
And what do you know about the history of the European Union?
About the history, I know that the European Union was born after the Second World War in 1951 with six countries, including Italy, to avoid another war. But the real European Union has existed since 1993, when more countries joined the Union. Since then, more countries joined, reaching 28 members.
Do you feel that you are a European citizen? If so, why?
Yes, we feel we are European citizens because we were born in the European Union, so we're part of it. Because we use the advantages of being European citizens. Then, as European citizens, we feel closer to friends or relatives living in other countries of the European Union. Then, when we finish our studies, if we want to go to work in another country, it will be easier for us if this country is a part of the European Union.
Do you think there are any other advantages of being a European citizen?
Yes, there are other advantages, such as the right to reside in a country, the right to study, the right to participate in physical life, and it is also easy to travel among European Union countries.
How about the euro? When did the euro become the common currency?
The euro was introduced in 1999, while the monetary circulation began on the 1st January 2002 in 12 countries of the Union, including Italy.
What are the advantages and disadvantages, if any, of the euro?
The advantages of the euro are that we all have the same single currency and therefore we can avoid the cost of exchanging currencies when we go to other European countries.
And last question, now that you have participated for a year in the Erasmus project, what do you think about the mobility experiences in another European school?
From the experience of mobility in another European school, I think it taught us to work as a group, to know the habits of other European citizens, to see the differences between our school and theirs, and to know their way of life. It's a fantastic experience that I recommend to everybody.
Thank you for being here and for giving us your opinion.
Thank you for inviting me.
rise when I get